الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس، إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى، وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا، إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: لا فضل لعربي على عجمي، ولا لعجمي على عربي، ولا لأحمر على أسود، ولا أسود على أحمر، إلا أن تفضله بالتقوى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable ulama, respected brothers, elders, my young friends, in my last Jumu'ah khutbah, I mentioned that there is one topic that is extremely hot in the social media. That is Black Lives Matter. And I mentioned how different kinds of racism also existed in the time of Jahiliyyah prior to the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One of the main purpose of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's nubuwwah and his prophethood and the mission that he came with was to eradicate, abolish, and eliminate all kinds of racism. Because in any society, in any community, when this evil trait exists, then it makes that community completely hollow from inside. The community and that society might seem very, very stable. It might seem that it is in good condition. It might seem progressive. But in reality, from inside, it will be empty. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He accuses Fir'aun by saying, إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. Fir'aun showed pride to the people of this world. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. The Fir'aun was such a person who showed a lot of pride. And he had so much arrogance within him that he did not have this vision of making his community. The only vision he had to preserve his position and his seat only. As a result, he took every step through which he can retain his position. He did not care about the society. He did not care about any religion. He did not care about any community. He did not care about any tribe. He did not care about any nation. He did not care about any family. He did not care about any individual. The likes of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a prophet of Allah, was also in the time of Fir'aun. But Fir'aun entertained at most hatred for this person. despite him being a prophet of Allah. Why? Because Fir'aun did not have a broader vision. The only thing that he had in his mind was personal advancement, not common growth. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ He distributed different tribes, different groups of people into two, three different parts. And he instilled in their hearts that you are superior than others. You are superior than the third group. He started killing them, he started beheading them, he started slaughtering their children. From its very inception, Islam came with equality, like I mentioned last week. The main purpose and reason why I'm continuing this topic is because these kinds of evil traits exist in our society, our communities also. And sometimes we don't realize that we are also on the path of the people of Jahiliyyah. We are also inculcating the same qualities, same traits, same attributes as the people who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who moved away from the straight path and who took the path of shaitan. As a result, we are becoming weaker and weaker. In every aspect, in every front, we are becoming weaker. You look at political aspect, we are becoming weaker. Financially, we are becoming weaker. Economically, we are becoming weaker. Religiously, we are becoming weaker. We are not improving in terms of our common growth as a Muslim community. Why? Because these traits still exist in our communities, in our societies. On the basis of different backgrounds, we feel that this person belongs to this country and I belong to this country. We are different. He is inferior, we are superior. He does not speak the same language, he is inferior, I am superior. This is the ideology of shaitan, my brothers. The first racist was shaitan. The first racist was shaitan. Imagine shaitan standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great court. Court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says to him, O shaitan, bow down, prostrate before Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. What does he say? He says, أَنَا خَيْرُ مِنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينِ O Allah, I am better than Adam. You have created him from clay and you have created me with fire. The nature of fire is that it goes up and the nature of clay is it goes down. If you light a fire, it will go up in the skies. You throw sand and mud pieces, it will go down. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينِ As a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this decision to expel shaitan from Jannah. On the side note, I will mention Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala mentions a very, very beautiful point here. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled shaitan from Jannah. Who was shaitan? Shaitan was such a worshipper that he did not leave a single space in Jannah where he did not place his forehead in prostration before Allah. This was shaitan. Such a great abid, such a great worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only mistake he made was that he went against Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, our forefather Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. As a result, Allah said to him that go, you are expelled from Jannah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala says that Allah expelled shaitan from Jannah because of you, O insan. And today, you are following the same shaitan and his path and his teachings. How unfortunate, my brothers. How unfortunate that we are following the path of shaitan. If you have racism in your heart, then you are on the path of shaitan. You are entertaining the ideology and mentality of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that if you see people speaking different languages, if you see people who have different colors, this is from the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Allah says that creation of heavens and the earth is from the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, two different people, two different groups of people speaking different languages, this is also from the ayat, from the signs, from the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see two different people with two different colors. One is dark, one is light colored. One is white, one is black, one is brown. This is also from the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Makkah Mukarramah with the message of Islam, he did tarbiyat of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way that it completely came out of their hearts. The condition of the companions, even after accepting Islam, was that they still had some sort of athar and effects of jahiliyyah left in their lives. This is why a story is mentioned by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala in his Sahih, that once the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were gathered together, and Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was speaking to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and they both had a heated conversation. And Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu disagreed with Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on one issue. And he says to Abu Dharr that, "Oh Abu Dharr, I don't believe whatever you say. I don't accept whatever you say." And Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu becomes angry. And he says to Bilal, "Yabna Sauda, oh you son of a black woman, how dare you go against me? How can you have the guts and audacity to go against me? Oh Bilal." Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was extremely offended by the statement of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complains that this is what happened today, and this was the statement of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and my heart is extremely broken today that this has emanated from the tongue of your companion, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's face changed out of anger. And he sends one companion to go call Abu Dharr. One person goes, he calls Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. As soon as he comes, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he knew that he made a mistake. Realizing his mistake, he starts crying before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says to him that, "Oh Prophet of Allah, ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on my behalf. Indeed, I have made a mistake. I should not have uttered these words from my tongue." Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam makes dua for Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he sees Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu coming close to that majlis. When Bilal sees Abu Dharr, he leaves that gathering. And Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes behind Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. فَطَرَحَ أَبُو ذَرٍ رَأْسَهُ فِي تَرِيقِ بِلَالٍ رَضِيَ ta'ala anhu. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala was such a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so pious, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. His opinion was that if somebody has enough money to buy food for evening, this person is indulged in dunya. This is how much abstinence and zuhd Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had in his life. But he realizes his mistake. He goes and he puts his head on the path of Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a slave, Bilal, who was from Abyssinia in that society. If you can imagine the Arabian society, they used to deem person who has black complexion very, very low. And he was black in complexion and he was a slave. Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he puts his head on the path of Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, وَوَضَعَ خَدَّهُ عَلَى التُّرَابِ, and he places his cheek on the ground, and he addresses Bilal, and he says that, "Wallahi ya Bilal, Wallahi ya Bilal, لا ارفع خدي عن التراب حتى تطعه برجلك. Oh Bilal, I'm not going to raise my head from the ground until you do not place your feet on my other cheek. فأنت الكريم وأنا المهان. فأنت الكريم وأنا المهان. Despite you being a slave, dark in complexion, oh Bilal, because of your taqwa, because of your God consciousness, because of your piety and your righteousness, you are kareem and noble in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And me, Abu Dharr, I am al-muhan. I am disgraced in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this despicable act that I have committed. Antal kareem wa ana al-muhan. Look at the tarbiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That later on, when Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to come in the majlis of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab would move from his place and give space to Bilal. If the room was full of people, he would say that, give space to Bilal and call him forward. This is his space here. And he used to say, Abu Bakr in Sayyiduna, A'taqa Sayyidana. Abu Bakr is our master. He is our Sayyid. And he has freed our master, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is Umar ibn al-Khattab, my brothers? Umar ibn al-Khattab is that companion who had the capability of becoming a prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said in his life that if there was anybody to become a prophet after me, it would have been Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Shaytan used to see Umar ibn al-Khattab treading one path, one street, Shaytan would move away from that street. This was Umar ibn al-Khattab. Approximately 20 incidents that has been recorded in the biography of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he came and expressed his opinion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding an issue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse of the Quran on that same issue, on that same opinion of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This was the maqam and status of Umar. But he used to say that Bilal is our master. Bilal is our master. This was the result of the tarbiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he very firmly embedded in the hearts and the minds of the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that there is only and only one basis of honor and superiority in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is taqwa and righteousness. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى أَصَبِيَّةٍ. That person is not on our path, the path of Islam, who calls towards racism, who makes groups, and who corrupt people's minds. That, oh, don't hang around this person is bad. Don't go and attend his gathering because this person is not on the right path. Whereas we know deep down in our hearts that this person is mukhlis, he is sincere. These kinds of racism still exist today. Look at our dini work today, unfortunately. We have so much racism. He belongs to that group of that group, and this person belongs to that group, and I belong to this group. This is why he's inferior, I'm superior. What is the condition of our religious institutions? So much racism. This is why we're not progressing as a community. Once there was a heated conversation taking place between Muhajireen and the Ansar. The Muhajireen started to call out, Ya Lal Muhajireen. And the Ansar said, Ya Lal Ansar. They're calling their own people. The Muhajir said, Oh Muhajireen, come for my help. And the Ansar said, Oh Ansar, come for my help. When this news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called both parties and he said, Da'uhu, leave this evil trade. فَإِنَّهَا مُنْتِنَةٌ. Because this trade is extremely bad odor and smell. فَإِنَّهَا مُنْتِنَةٌ. This is my message today, my brothers and elders, that we also as Muslims posting a lot of things on social media, Black Lives Matter. We need to take stock of our own lives. Let it not be that we do tabligh of other people that we should not have any racism and any discrimination in our hearts. Yet this discrimination exists in our own hearts, in our own houses, in our own institutions, in our own localities and communities, in our own societies. This person is from Pakistan, this person is from Bangladesh, this person is from Sri Lanka, this person is from Somalia, I'm from India, this person is from Africa. That does not make you any superior. The thing that we need to work for is God consciousness. We need to work for taqwa, righteousness, piety. This will make you honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ دَعَى إِلَىٰ عَصَبِيَّةٍ وَلَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ قَاتَلَ عَلَىٰ عَصَبِيَّةٍ. That person is not on our path who strives and who fights, saying I'm fighting, I'm striving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he is not striving and he is not fighting for Allah. He is fighting for his own group. لَيْسَ مِنَّا, he's not on our path. وَلَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ عَصَبِيَّةٍ. And that individual is also not on our path who passes away on asabiyyat, on racism. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct understanding and bring us closer to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam, and give us realization to study Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from authentic sources, and give us tawfiq to understand our situation. Because the message of Islam, my brothers, is that black lives matter. No, every life matters. Not only black life matters, every life matters in Islam. So let us put and embed this in our hearts and minds, that I am not superior. Everybody else is superior, I am inferior. Because the reality of taqwa, righteousness and piety, I will only find out when I breathe my last and I am made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says that, O my servant, today you are successful, go and enter into paradise. Tawheed to ye hain ke khuda hashr mein keh de ye banda do alam se khafa mere liye hain. This is what success is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that eternal success, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to strive for that success, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us jannatul firdaus in the hereafter. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.